This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the business of nonprofits stuck without their big holiday performance fundraisers. From WAMU in Washington, Michaela LaFrac reports.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Usually a holiday show by the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington involves 300 singers in flashy costumes. But this year, the COVID Grinch stole Christmas.
Unfortunately, singing is one of the most dangerous things to be doing right now during the pandemic.
Thea Kano is the chorus's artistic director. Their holiday show is canceled, replaced by a video people can stream for $25. Kano's not sure how many patrons will bite.
The December show is our biggest moneymaker. Frankly, we're not sure how much we're going to be able to bring in.
The holiday event usually brings in 10 to 12% of their overall income. Paul Tatro is the director of Ford's Theater in downtown D.C. It typically sells around 30,000 tickets a year to its production of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. This year, yes, the production is canceled.
It generates $2.5 million in ticket sales. That's pretty much 20% of our budget.
Ford's hasn't been able to employ actors, designers, and technicians it usually works with. And Tatro says the theater furloughed some administrative staff. Some arts leaders like Tatro say the only way they'll survive is if the federal government steps in. They're lobbying for dedicated relief for arts workers and venues. But even in this dire landscape, arts groups are finding new ways to reach their audience. The Maryland Youth Ballet is marketing a filmed version of its annual classic, The Nutcracker. To make rehearsals safe, the ballet school's principal, Deidre Byrne, marked off socially distant squares on the floor for each child.
In the room, we dance in a box. For example, I choreographed the snowflakes, and they never leave their boxes.
Usually, the show brings in $130,000 in profit. This year, Byrne's not expecting anywhere close to that, but the school plans to keep offering dance classes as long as it can. In Washington, I'm Michaela LaFrac for Marketplace.